August 26, trifling with God's Spirit. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. When the Lord presents evidence upon evidence and gives light upon life, why is it that souls hesitate to walk in the light? By every hesitation and delay, we place ourselves where it is more and more difficult for us to accept the light of heaven, and at last it seems impossible to be impressed by admonitions and warnings. The sinner says more and more easily, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24:25. The person who is drawn again and again by his Redeemer and who slights the warnings given yields not to his convictions to repent and heeds not when he is exhorted to seek pardon and grace is in a perilous position. Jesus is drawing him. The Spirit is exerting his power upon him, urging him to surrender his will to the will of God. And when this invitation is unheeded, the Spirit is grieved away. The sinner chooses to remain in sin and impenitence, although he has evidence to encourage his faith, and more evidence would do no good. There is another drawing to which he is responding, and that is the drawing of Satan. He yields obedience to the powers of darkness. This course is fatal and leaves the soul in obstinate impenitence. This is the blasphemy that is most general among men, and it works in a most subtle way, until the sinner feels no remorse of conscience, no repentance, and consequently has no pardon. Those who resist the Spirit of God think that they will repent at some future day when they get ready to take a decided step toward reformation, but repentance will then be beyond their power. According to the light and privileges given will be the darkness of those who refuse to walk in the light while they have the light. Never, never feel at liberty to trifle with the opportunities gained to you. Study the will of God. Do not study how you can avoid keeping the commandments of God, but study rather how you may keep them in sincerity and truth and truly serve Him whose property you are.